Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I have a Top Chef exit interview for you today, but I just wanted to hop on here and warn you that Jen's audio is pretty bad. So I did my best. You know, sometimes you only get, 15 minutes. And if you use 5 of those minutes fixing all the tech issues, you know, and they're both obviously like very busy chefs. So we worked what we had, but apologies if it's not the best. So I just wanted to come on here and say that, but I'm really enjoying covering Top Chef again. I did it back in the day and it's just been really fun to talk to all these contestants. If you haven't already, I talked to the showrunner of Top Chef, the executive producer. She's been on the show since the beginning in some capacity. And we had a lot of fun talking about restaurant wars. I also asked her, you know, about little things that we don't see behind the scenes, whether the judges are being served cold food, for example, and stuff like that. So I hope if you're a Top Chef fan, you enjoyed it and you checked it out. But yeah, enjoy my conversation right now with Justin and Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Doing
good.
Hi.
Good. I guess, Justin, let's talk about your elimination first. I don't know about everyone else, but I don't know if there was anything you could do to make ambrosia salad appealing to me. Were you worried at all when you got that?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't my
first. You picked it.
You did pick it, right?
Well, no, I was going for rice pudding, and I thought I had a step on, but that old dude is quick, man. I don't think I've ever had it either, but you know, it was, I guess it's like a Midwestern dessert, very close to Christian's heart. So, yeah, would I pick it again? Probably not, but you know, I was actually pretty happy with the way it turned out despite my missteps.
Okay. Jen, I know, you know, once you had to step aside for the second quick fire, were you thinking in your head, okay, the producers are going to definitely talk to me about this?
Oh, I mean, I was like, I watched Top Chef from like day one. I was like, I didn't even know what to do the first time around. I was like, I like stepped to the side. I'm like, hey, like without like, you know, already like I wanted to burst out into tears, but I'm like, I don't know what to do in this scenario. So like they talked me through that. So the second time I'm like, I kind of knew the drill, but I'm like, oh, I was like, this is not good. I was very concerned, but it didn't matter. Like I wasn't that much pain that, you know, if it hadn't been right then that I was going to have to go, I mean, I just,
okay.
I don't know. It was too much at that moment.
Justin, can you hear her or is that just me?
No, it's Jen. She's in the woods at summer camp right now. I think she's having trouble with.
Yeah, obviously, you know, and Justin, feel free to jump in, but like when your face, you know, when we saw that, that's scary, right? Like obviously they're going to talk to you about that. What were you feeling in that moment?
To be honest, so when I woke up that morning, the left side of my face felt really funny, but I couldn't like, but my face still looked fine. As the day progressed, like nothing had to do, like it didn't hurt or anything like that. It just felt weird. And I thought I was fine.
Hey, Jen, you want to try moving around again?
I don't know. I didn't do anything different.
It's okay. We'll do our best to work with it.
I didn't feel like it was affecting me or that it was going to affect me. I think when I started feeling like something might have been really wrong was when Justin called me Gary Busey and I'm like, oh man, because I didn't know what I looked like. But at that moment, like the producers, are also like checking in on me from like a corner and I can see like the medic looking. And so then I'm starting to get concerned that, you know, it's just not this weird feeling I have in the left side of my face, that it was something more serious.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, Justin, you're asked to take Jen's spot if you want it. You declined to go be with her, which is obviously understandable. Were these like quick decisions for you or was there like a long conversation behind the scenes about that?
The lead up to the conversation was very long. I think I was sitting in the back of a warehouse for at least 2 hours while they were, you know, figuring out what's going on with Jen. I think, you know, they put everything on pause. Yeah, I believe the other contestants too were kind of left in the dark while production sorted everything out. So there was a huge standstill for most of the day. And then, yeah, once, I was able to talk to Jen on the phone, they needed me to make a decision pretty quickly. And, I asked them if I could take 10 or 15 minutes, and they said no. And I said, please. And so they said, yeah. And I took a walk outside. But, I kind of knew, I knew what I was going to say. I mean, there's no real way I'd stay in the competition not knowing what was going on with Jen. So I did need to take some time just to breathe and in process it all. But I always knew I was just gonna leave to figure out what was going on, or at least help her
Yeah.
figure out what's going on with her.
And Jen, what was your reaction to that when you found that out?
To be honest, I wasn't having any reactions to anything. I was
You
in
were.
between one test and another test, and when they had Justin call me, I was about to go under for my brain MRI.
Oh,
So
Jesus.
they had just given me some sedative. I know, and that was like, that was like the next step to see like what was going on because they weren't sure and the tests weren't coming back any certain way. So which was scary to me because again, like we're gone on hour like six and nobody knows like what's happening. So when they came and told me that Justin was gonna call, I was thankful because I'd been gone, from the show for, I mean, I'd been in the hospital for hours. So it was nice to talk to him, but I wasn't really in a place to be talking to anybody on the phone about what they needed to do or even what I needed to do, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, I guess, obviously as viewers it's confusing. I know there's a whole production and timeline which we don't even need to get into,
Right.
but just when Justin knew you were okay and he showed up in Last Chance Kitchen, Justin, how were you feeling at that point? Did you feel good going into Last Chance Kitchen? Were you still a lot going on, or how were you feeling?
Jen's a tough cookie. I was worried for a minute, in the when everything kind of happened all at once, but she gave me the okay. She was okay. It was a lot of conversations with the producers, and there was a lot of downtime. I mean, almost I think about close to a week between when from the hospital to we started filming Last Chance Kitchen. So a good amount of time for her to figure out what was going on with her. So yeah, going into Last Chance Kitchen, I was my head was in the right place. Yeah, I was totally comfortable, and I was kind of excited to get back cooking, to be honest.
Yeah, I can imagine. Jen, do we know when this offer expires to come back? Is there an
We don't.
expiration date? Okay.
I don't know. If anybody out there is listening, please let me know via text, email, call. I'd be happy to know myself.
I'm curious, like when you guys went into the show together, like was that who wanted to do the show more? And yeah, who had to convince the other, or who was anyone hesitant?
I wasn't hesitant, but I dragged my feet. Justin was definitely more apt to go and excited about the opportunity this go around for sure.
Justin?
Yeah, I was definitely the gas on this one. Jen was a little bit of the brakes, but yeah.
Did you guys feel like, okay, it's an advantage to have someone there I can bounce my ideas off of? Or was it also like, oh, I have to worry about someone else also, not just myself? Did that make it difficult? Was like good and bad?
Have to worry about someone else, not just myself. I mean, I've said in a couple interviews before, I have to worry about my own emotions, my own cooking, but also my partner's right there. I can see everything he's doing, and like him being on the bottom a couple times, like that was a whole nother like level of feelings that I didn't know even existed.
Yeah. Justin, what about you?
What'd you say about being on the bottom?
Just said a couple times that, it made me like I was like nervous for you. Like it just a whole nother feeling I haven't had before.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Jen's a strong cook. It was I mean, it's such a unique experience. We think that, I think we're going on 17 years together. And we thought we've seen and done it all, but being on that show and in that context is completely wild. And so unique. I think, like Jen said, a lot of the stuff that it came up were, like very new, very immediate emotions. So yeah, I mean, it was just, yeah, it was wild. It was wild being on that platform and that stage cooking with and against your life partner.
Was there anything from either of your journeys on the show that you wish you that we had seen? Like anything you remember that you're like, oh, I wish we saw that, or not really?
What was the question?
I wish that. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, was there anything you wish we had seen that was like left out of the edit from your time on the show?
No. I think I liked our I liked our final cuts. I think, I mean, Reddit has different ideas, but I'm happy with the way we were portrayed, I suppose.
Okay. Done. Same. Okay. Two quick questions before we go. Any FOMO that you guys missed out on Restaurant Wars? Obviously, that's like a big milestone of the season, and it's a bummer to go out right before. But like, were you happy? Did you want to do Restaurant Wars?
Well, I mean, I got to pick my team, so I'm
Well,
still
true.
pretty upset that I didn't get to go.
That's true.
Course. And Oscar and I had already talked about like what our concept might be, just like, in passing if we got there. I mean, I'm pretty sure they edited this out. I haven't watched the last or this past one, but him and I are out there talking about what we might do, like as we're picking our team. So to have gotten that far and then the Bell's palsy progressing and getting worse, and to even get back to the stew room where we're supposed to go talk about our concept and our dishes, and then to be taken to the hospital. I mean, I don't want, it's not a regret, but I mean, I was right there. We were getting ready to, get into like the hard, like that was it. That's what I wanted to make it to, and I did, but just, not how I imagined.
Of course, of course. Justin, any FOMO?
Yeah, I'm for sure. I think everybody that goes on that show, they say like at least I just hope I can make it to Restaurant Wars. Yeah, definitely. It's probably, it's one of the highlights of the show. Yeah, I was definitely ready to cook in Restaurant Wars and but
Okay, well, that brings me to my last question, which is, Jen, I know we're gonna end up seeing you at some point, whenever that is. Justin, are you open to doing the show again? Or are you like, you know what, Jen, you got it. I don't need to go back.
Yeah, it's the Jen show from here on out. I'll be her coach leading up to it, but that's it for me.
Okay. Jen, would you ever want to be in the competition with Justin again? Or you want to do it on your own?
I want to do it on my own, but I feel like, if they ask him to do it, then he should definitely. Here's me saying, go back on the show if you want to. You get back in there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys chatting with me today. I know you're busy and I know there were some tech issues, but again, appreciate you chatting.